is Alex, so permission, I'll hand it over to you, Alex.
Thanks, Caroline. My name's Alex and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi,
and I'm grateful to be here tonight, very grateful for this 12-step program. You know, I didn't think that I would ever be sitting here sharing my experience, because alcohol took me to some pretty horrible places, and just like today's been pretty mad and very nervous, and I just had to go into the bathroom and do a step-free prayer, you know, and hand it over, because all day my head's been running away with me, and I've done about 130 shares in my head already. Do you know what I mean? And that is the nature of this illness that I suffer from. You know, it's this obsession with self that just gets me every time. It was hell, really. I mean, as a child, I suffer from this disease, and it's like it's dis-ease. And as a child, I was not at ease at all. It was dis-ease. I didn't feel at ease anywhere. And when I first started reading that book and it said about being restless, irritable and discontented, I could relate to that instantly because that is what I felt. I was restless, I couldn't ever sit still, and within myself was turmoil, irritable, yeah, with other people and, you know, whatever, and discontent. Nothing was ever enough for me. I was discontented wherever I was. It never felt like I fitted in, really. I grew up in a different country. I grew up in South Africa, single mum, moved around, went to lots of different schools, and I was always the new kid. And, I never fitted in, and I always thought that other people, you know, they had what I wanted, and why couldn't I be like them? Why couldn't I just be normal and feel all right in myself? But I couldn't. When I was 11, I moved to this country. My mum moved me over here, and I got put into mainstream education here. And, you know, I still carried those same feelings with me. And at the age of 14, you know, I found drink. And it was fitting in as well. I started drinking because I wanted to fit in. I wanted to be a part of something because I never felt a part of anything. And so I picked up that first drink and, you know, all of a sudden I felt at ease and I liked it. I didn't like that it made me sick and that I felt awful afterwards and I did stupid things, but I always went back to it because I like that it took me out of myself. It made me be the person that I'd always wanted to be, really. At the age of 14, my drinking career began and, you know, it continued for many, many years. And I never really, at the time, didn't think that my drinking was abnormal. I thought that everybody was like me, you know, that would start drinking on a Friday and generally not stop until a Thursday, you know. And anyway, I thought everybody was like that. You know, I know in hindsight now, actually, no, they weren't. And, you know, it's the insanity. I just kept on doing it and got myself into some pretty terrible situations. I was dual addicted as well, so for me it wasn't just alcohol, it was other substances. And I used from the age of 14 and drank, you know, pretty much on a daily basis. And it took me to the depths. And it brought me to my knees, really. And by the end of it, it's like, I mean, I was happiest in oblivion. I just sought oblivion. I didn't want to face reality. But by the end of it, it didn't do that for me anymore. By the end of it, I was drinking, but I was still left with those feelings of, being uncomfortable and that restless, irritable discontent. So it didn't really matter whether I was drinking or not. I always felt like that. I was, you know, hopeless and I harmed a lot of people. And, by the end of it, I shared this last night. I mean, I was stealing things out of pound shops, do you know what I mean, to support my habits and my drinking, and it was a pretty sorry state of affairs. I tried treatment centres. You know, I went to 3 in 1 year. I tried counselling, and it didn't work. I'd go in there with the best intentions, absolutely convinced that I was going to do it this time. And, you know, pretty quickly I would be back out there again, because those feelings of being uncomfortable and, you know, basically all that resentment and fear I carried around with me got me back out there again. And that cycle just repeated itself over and over and over. You know, I got pregnant, basically, and I got pregnant and I thought that was going to fix it as well. I thought, well, if I have a baby, everything will be all right, I'll be able to stop. And that wasn't the case. I was in my third treatment centre, you know, 7 months pregnant, and I picked up a drink, you know, and social services were involved, and it was like the threat of losing my baby wasn't going to stop me. It just wasn't. You know, that obsession of the mind was too powerful. And once again, I was back out there. What happened? There were many things that happened, but basically, I, towards the end of my pregnancy, put down the drink, and I was just on prescribed medication, and I did it on willpower, you know, and I thought, if I put down the drink, everything's going to be okay. What I didn't realise was that I'd be left with my head, that I'd be left with the disease, because, yeah, what I know today is that this is a disease that centres in my mind and body, and actually the drink was just the solution to that. And you know, I put down the drink and I stayed like that for about 9 months roughly, and I went absolutely crackers. I, you know, was acting out in all kinds of ways and actually causing the same harms pretty much as I did when I was actively out there. And again, I was brought to my knees because I knew that I was going to drink again, and I really didn't want to. And I knew my powerlessness. That was like my step one experience, and it was really painful because I knew I couldn't live without it, and I couldn't live with it. And what is there left to do? What am I going to do? You know, because pretty soon I was going to be drinking again. During sort of my active drinking and using, I'd been in and out of different fellowships and been to meetings and things. So what I did was I got myself into the rooms of a 12-step fellowship. And luckily, and I'm so grateful, there were people in that fellowship that spoke of that big book and told me, you know, to get myself a sponsor and start working the 12-step program, because that was going to be the solution to my disease, to my illness. And I'm so, so grateful today for the people that carried that message freely to me. Just so grateful, because without it, I wouldn't be sitting here today. So, you know, yeah, absolutely. So that's why I followed the suggestions. I got myself a sponsor who was working the program herself, and I got on with the steps, basically. And from there, like, my life just started to turn around, you know. She took me through steps 1 to 3, and to be honest, I'd been on step 1 for quite a while, and it was like I needed to get on with it, and we did step 1 to 3, you know, in about an hour or two. And, it was just, I shared this last night. It says in the step 9 promises that we'll be amazed before we're halfway through. And I was amazed, you know, at step 3, I started to become amazed by this, and I knew that, you know, there was an answer there. And steps 1 to 3. And basically, I did my step 1 to 3, and that same day, she showed me the columns of step 4, and she told me to get on with it. And that is exactly what I did. And I was so, like, for me, step 4 wasn't a negative experience, and there wasn't, like, I don't know, yeah, it wasn't negative, it was really positive. I was really, really happy to just be getting on with it, because I knew that all that, to get on with the steps, was going to be the solution to my illness, and I didn't want to go out and drink again. So I got on with it, and I got it done, and started to learn a lot about myself. I looked at all my fears, my resentments, my sexual conduct. I did it in the columns, like it says in the big book, and shared it, did my step 5, six and seven, and I was ready. You know, I was ready. I was at that place where I was ready, and okay, I'm getting a bit lost. Okay, yeah, I was ready, and I needed to do that step forward. It was vital because all that stuff, that fear and resentment, I'd carried around with me for years, and that's the stuff that I was drinking on. That was what's going to take me back to drink. So it was no good kind of going to step one to three and thinking, oh, well, I'll just stay here for a bit, you know. I really needed to get on with it. So I did, and I got on with it. And after I read my step four out, it was like, it just felt amazing. And she turned around to me and she just gave me a hug and just said, you know, you're an alcoholic, Alex, and it's okay. And, you know, all that fear around doing it, just, you know, it was silly. And the amount of freedom that I got from it was absolutely astounding. And that's when I started to really see this stuff works. And continued to get on with the rest of it and made my step eight list. And, you know, now I'm doing my step nine amends. And, you know, those promise is a strong word, and they do come true. They're coming true for me. Before, you know, earlier tonight, I was like, you know, getting my daughter ready for bed and giving her a bath, and she was like lying on a changing mat smiling up at me, and I just, my head was going a bit mad because I thought, I've got to share tonight. And I looked down at her and I thought, wow, you know, it's amazing. I've got her in my life today, right? And I can enjoy it. I can look at her smile and see the absolute beauty in it and the beauty that's in my life today. And that is a result of working this program. Because before, you know, I was all about what can I take from you? What have you got to give me? And, you know, I was out for myself. And today I'm thinking about what I can bring to my home, my family. What can I bring to the newcomer in a meeting, you know? I'm on my step nine list. And and the other thing that I think is really important and it's vital is we keep this up on a daily basis. We have a daily reprieve. It's not we do steps 1 to 12 and that's it, we're all right, you know? It's an ongoing process. And, I mean, the words that they use, it's like we continued and we sought. And that tells me that, you know, we have to keep doing it on a daily basis. Step 10s, whenever I'm in fear or resentment, I watch for that. Because that is the stuff when I'm in defects of character, I'm in pain. And I need to be sharing that with my sponsor. I'm praying for it to be removed. Because otherwise I get that restless irritability and discontent comes back in and I start to cause more harms to people around me. And I'm no good to anybody when I'm like that. So step 10 is absolutely vital, daily basis, working all the steps really, and getting on with the step 11 and 12 and carrying the message, you know, to the newcomer. And if there is anyone in this room, hello, oh my God,
hello.
Hello. Hello, oh my God. carrying the message to the newcomer. If there is anybody in this room tonight who is new, you know, just sit back and listen, because you might hear something tonight that could really help you, and this stuff does save lives. You know, I know today that I suffer with this illness, and it's a killer illness, and I don't want to be messing around with this stuff, you know. For me, I need to be coming to meetings and hearing the solution. I need to be working the solution on a daily basis. For me, it's like, you know, I tried the counsellors, I tried all the, you know, get some self-knowledge and that'll be okay. But that's not what the solution is. The solution is my feet have got to be firmly planted in a power greater than myself today. You know, and I need to be working these steps. And all the self-knowledge in the world isn't going to save me. So, yeah, self-knowledge in the world, I think that's everything, right? Yeah, I mean, I'm armed with the facts about my illness today, but But yeah, I need to be working the steps, basically, because that is my medicine. That is what, that's what's going to keep me sober. And I do not want to go out there and drink again, because I don't want to go back to that place. I know for me, if I was to do that, I would drink to die, really. And I don't want to go back there. You know, I'm so grateful for what I have in my life today. I'm so grateful that I've been asked to share tonight. And can I leave it there? Yeah? Yeah. Thank you.